This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome. Try that again. Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. This is where exceptional Americans hang out, Agenda 21 Radio. So anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, we're going to be talking about a little bit of the things that are happening at the border. I'm not going to be distracted from the border. I know that Donald Trump, we did that last hour. We brought up the border again. We will always be bringing up the border until this whole thing stops, just to let you know. So this hour, we're going to be spending some time on what's going on at the border. And so visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. A21r. A is in Adam. The number is 2 and 1. R is in radio.com. That's how you get there. It's the shortcut. Don't take a long cut. Now, the way to get to newcaliforniastate.com, though, is, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Mm-hmm. Newcaliforniastate.com. And if you're new and you have not signed up to become part of the team, you need to do so. You need to do so, like, right now. I demand it. Yeah, there you go. How does that work for you when we're demanding things, right? We're also going to be talking a little bit about the Oroville Dam in the next hour and all the things that are going on. We got some more people coming out to visit the dam. It's kind of interesting. And they are finding themselves in a little bit of a problem. And that problem is going to be moving forward here very, very quickly. Anyway, so a lot of things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I'm going to give you a smattering right now in this segment of some of the big stuff that's going on out there. A swarm of 1,000 quakes hit Southern California. That's something that's been going on. You can check it out on the U.S. Geological Survey. The earthquake, just type in U.S. Geological Survey and you can figure those whole things out. Trump vows to deport millions of illegals, but it's unclear how. Okay, that was the big announcement. We're gonna be breaking that one down here in just a few minutes. Americans make up Mexico's largest demographic of immigrants. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's America. Wow. Some other things going on, though. Bonus drop, signaling tax cut payouts were a one-time windfall, Americans less charitable nonprofits say. House committee to hear proposal for slavery reparations. Now, that is about as dumb as you can get. Slavery reparations, right? Now, what about my family members that came here and they were... Do I get them? Because, you know, some of my family members were indentured slaves from Ireland. Hello? Yeah, white slavery? You didn't know that happened? You don't have, you don't hear me pounding for reparations. And what about the reparations? See, this reparations thing is a complete distraction on the fact that we've got slavery right now in front of us. The slavery business right now in front of us. We brought this up yesterday, the great article that was done in Epoch Times from one of the one of my fellow American thought leaders. As you know, I was featured in Epoch Times as an American thought leader. That came up yesterday. So I'm going to bring that one back up because that's the whole notion of what we're doing here. But House Committee to Hear Proposal for Slavery Reparations. See, when all else fails for these folks, and we're talking about the progressive socialist communists that we have in the House right now that parade themselves to be Democrats, right? It's always this way with, we got to play the race card. We got nothing else to do but play the race card because this darn Donald Trump, he's just burying us in capitalism, free market capitalism. And guess what? Here we have the racist bigot herself, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, speaks to reporters. This is a picture of her. Speaks to reporters in Capitol Hill, Washington. She is the sponsor of H.R. 40, the bill to establish a commission to study reparations. See, when you got nothing, you go to less than nothing. You throw the race card because I'm black. That's what she's doing. This is so racist, in my opinion. We got to call this out. We should not be tolerating this variety of racism. She's a racist. There's better things to be doing. We fought a civil war over this. What about the reparations for, 500, almost 600,000 men, mostly white men, who died? But here's the bigger issue. Where is Sheila Jackson Lee on modern slavery? Where is she on the modern slavery issue? Huh? Where is she? Hello, I'm listening. There's nothing there because there's no modern slavery to see here. All those people coming across the border, this is a humanitarian crisis. Really? And of course, I have some wonderful swampland to sell you. Of course, no need to sell her on the swampland. She's living in it. This kind of racist bigotry is what we have to put a stop to. And we have to call it out like it is. She's demonstrating clear racism here because she's got nothing else. What she should be focusing on, if she's really, really offended, what she should be focusing on is what about stopping modern slavery? Where's that in her? Where's that? She could make a great, great name for herself, but no. See, she's turning a blind eye to slavery, which I think is criminal. Donald Trump is not. He's trying to put a stop to all this stuff. And it's a clear, well-coordinated offensive in which people are being bought and sold, little children bought and sold, brought across our border. And organizations like church organizations are playing a part of that. Where's Sheila Jackson Lee? Not trying to stop it. She's not on the radio complaining and telling the truth about these things. Oh, no. We're going to go for reparations because we got to have that past history, of course, that proves that America is still a bigoted, racist country, right? Run by white men. It's old. It's so old, it's decrepit. But it's also a great distraction from the reality of modern-day slavery that she's ignoring. Boy. This is and again, listen to this. Now, this comes from NPR. This is how this story is couched. Now, and again, throwing the history back up, it's like vomit. It says, for the first time in a decade, Congress will hold a hearing Wednesday on the subject of reparations for the descendants of slaves in the United States, a topic that has gained traction in the run-up to the 2020 elections. All right. The hearing is set for where's it gained traction? With the Democrats in the House. No one else is talking about this. The hearing is set for June 19th, that's today, also known as Juneteenth, the day when, in 1865, former enslaved people in Texas first learned that they had been emancipated 2 years earlier. The House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties is holding the hearing on H.R. 40, which calls for a commission to study the development of reparation proposals for African Americans. Well, what about the Irish? Including a formal apology by the U.S. government for the perpetuation of gross human rights violations and crimes against humanity on African American slaves and their descendants. Gee, you want to talk about the descendants of all those young men, mostly white men, who fought and died to free the slaves, Ms. Lee? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
Oh!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. As we scream at you, welcome back. You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so Sheila Jackson Lee throwing out the race card. You know, when you throw out the race card like that, you get to be found in the racist box, if you will. That's why I'm saying that. That's why I'm playing it pretty harsh on Sheila Jackson Lee. Because where is she really at trying to stop the real modern-day slavery? Donald Trump's trying. But, of course, everything he's doing to try and stop it is seen as racist. So flipping the script, that's a patent, you know, thing for them to do. And, of course, now they're throwing out, because it is Juneteenth, right? Because it is so that we have to cover that one. This is from Jan Jankelek. He's the guy who interviewed me on American Thought Leaders. And he did this also, and her name is Paulina. What is the last name? Says she did this with the American Anna Paulina is her name. We played a little bit yesterday. I want to get more into this because I want you to see why I feel so strongly about why she's considering reparations. When that we've been there, done that, we've gone through that, the misery of all that. But slavery still continues, and she's not trying to stop it. That's what I want to know. I want to know why that's still the way it is. Okay, here we're going to get into American thought leaders and my fellow American thought leader.
Here you go. Illegal immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border increased so dramatically in March 2019. And what are the links between human trafficking across the southern border and illegal immigration? What are some of the harsh realities of the experiences of people who have been trafficked? And why are U.S. Hispanics supporting President Trump now in record numbers? This is American Thought Leaders, and I'm Yanya Kellick. Today we sit down with Anna Paulina, an anti-human trafficking advocate who is also director of Hispanic engagement for Turning Point USA. We discuss the border crisis, human trafficking facilitating a modern form of slavery organization.
Oops. Where'd we go? Okay, where'd we go, folks? Jeez. Why do we do this? Why do we... They're trying to block us out. I don't know if that's the case or not. But, yeah, it's... Why does this happen to us now? Because we're doing it. We're talking about it on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, we'll see if we can re-engage with this very shortly. Anyway, this is a... Anna Paulina is a leader in this whole information age to bring about, to get the human trafficking side of the picture out there. We'll see if we can do this one more time without having to go through the complete crisis here of this. I guess we're going to have to wait for something here. Anyway, they discuss the realities of this horrific human trafficking crisis in this piece, and we're going to try and get the piece here for you. They also talk about the crisis on the border and why the number of illegal immigrants entering the United States is so high right now. And again, that's the key thing. Why is it so high right now? Anyway, it's got this thing called veterans for veterans. Oh, veterans are also chiming in on this, which I think is a great move. Let's see if we can get this whole thing played up again. Sorry about this disgusting situation.
At Hurt.
We're going to get the At Hurt's business. First of all, human trafficking and crisis at the border, Turning Point USA's Anna Paulina is going to be talking right now. Let's get into this.
Why did the number of illegal immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border increase so dramatically in March 2019? And what are the links between human trafficking across the southern border and illegal immigration? What are some of the harsh realities of the experiences of people who have been trafficked? And why are U.S. Hispanics supporting President Trump now in record numbers? This is American Thought Leaders, and I'm Yanya Kellick. Today we sit down with Anna Paulina, an anti-human trafficking advocate, who is also Director of Hispanic Engagement for Turning Point USA. We discuss the border crisis, human trafficking facilitating a modern form of slavery, organizations that are working to stop this, and possible solutions. Anna, wonderful to speak with you again.
Thank you for having me.
So let's dive right in here. You were telling me the other day about how you recently were at the border working on a documentary with Turning Point USA. And I'm wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about what you experienced out there.
So right now with this whole immigration debate, right, we're seeing a lot of people mention this human trafficking word, but there's not a lot of information, I think, for your everyday person that really compiles the stats, shows you the stories as to really what's happening down there. So what I basically did is I sat down one day and I wrote down literally the episodes, went down to the border, got people who are dealing directly with this process or this problem.
McAdoo gives the ball to Mark Short on the drive. You went with the spin.
Right, we got to do that.
Trafficking, the illegal immigration, the drugs. So ranging from law enforcement to Border Patrol agents to people that are actually working with these counter-trafficking agencies that are going in and literally taking kids out of these situations to sit down and tell their story. And so it's going to be a 13-part episode, basically, that we're going to be streaming on all of our digital media platforms so that people who might not have access to cable television or might not be able to subscribe to certain channels, that they'll be able to have the information. They're going to be able to see directly what's happening down there.
Great. So you mentioned human trafficking, and I know that's something that's very close to your heart. You're involved. You've been involved with an organization that focuses specifically on this, a veterans organization.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you've done with that group, and then we'll explore the human trafficking piece.
So Veterans for Child Rescue is the organization that really, I like to tell people, it lifted my blindfold as to what was really happening in this country, specifically at the border. I got with the organization probably in December of 2 years ago, really before you saw the media shift into really focusing on this immigration debate and topic. And what I realized with this organization through just looking at the footage and then doing my own digging is that, yes, there is a crisis. This is modern day slavery. But what's horrifying about this is that you have the exploitation of children. And for me, you know, as adults, people can be really bad sometimes, right? So like sometimes when we see other adults suffering, it might to a lot of people not really come across as that big of a problem, right? But when you have children and you go down there and you're talking to agents or you see footage of trees that literally are like bushes that have underwear on them, or you're hearing the stories of what these agents are talking about how they come across the raped kids, that to me, that is at the point at which I say, no, this needs to stop. And that this is not a partisan issue. This is an issue that we know is happening. This has been happening for a long time. And it's almost by God's grace that now we're being forced to deal with this, because this has been something that if we don't deal with it now, when is it going to stop? You know, we are leading out this nation. We are setting an example to the rest of the world, and we do not allow slavery in this country. So why is it now that this is becoming politicized and being used as propaganda to really keep Hispanics in this mindset of, if you don't want to support the border, that you're apparently betraying your race and really turn us into single issue voters?
Well, let's just ask Sheila Jackson Lee that question.
Fascinating. So I understand there's about 18,000 women
annually.
Documented that were trafficked in 2018, is that?
It's the 2018 human trafficking report right. that the State Department put out.
Okay.
Says that 18,000 women annually are trafficked along the U.S.-Mexico border.
And what are the numbers for children? Because I'm not aware of that.
So UNICEF did a piece on it, and I don't know if you guys are going to be posting the information, but you can find it on my Twitter. 16,000 children estimated have been victims of human trafficking. These are just the children that they've been able to come across. These are very rough numbers. One of the most horrific stories that I heard of personally was from a Border Patrol agent, and this will be in the documentary, where he's telling us a story about how he came across a group of men that were being forced to run drugs across the border, right? So a lot of times what people don't understand is when they're coming across these big groups of people, whether or not they're moving loads of drugs, they're not being given an option. A lot of times they'll hold their family members and basically say, if you don't do this, we're going to kill these people. This happens on a regular basis. So he came across...
These are the cartels.
Yes, this is the organized crime, the cartels that are literally just right on the other side of the border. He was telling us how he had come across this group and he realized that the men and women were separate. And when he sat down and he was talking to the women, he goes, he was kind of asking them what happened, found out that they had been separated. And then towards the end, he noticed one of the women in particular was really upset. She was crying. And in Spanish, she tells Art, she goes, you know, where's my child? And he goes, what are you talking about? We haven't found any kids. So what they found out is that they had separated the men from the women from the children, and that they relocated the men and the women, but they took the children.
The interworkings of the cartel is what she's describing. This is how it's played. Now, and of course, everybody, they want to focus on the illegal immigrant, and they're being totally victimized as illegal immigrants. Get it? That's why you won't hear us criticizing and going after the illegal immigrants or aliens. We talk about illegal foreign nationals, but we're not disparaging the people who want to come here and be free. A lot of times, like she's describing here, they're being forced to do things. And usually, to be forced, they also lose money. They have to pay, you know, they have to pay up. They have to pay up. Oftentimes these people are kidnapped. And they say, okay, we won't kill you. Give us all your money. And then we're going to sell you. You're worth something to us across the border in America. These charitable relief organizations, boy, we'll be able to get some money out of them too.
And they still haven't been able to find them to this day. And that happens on a regular basis. With this whole issue of bringing over the family units, one, a lot of times, and now what's happening, which is, in my opinion, horrifying, is you have these families being kept together. We don't know if they're even biologically related. This is a correlated issue with the trafficking. This happens on a regular basis. And so knowing these stories, knowing that we have this now catch and release program to where they come in, they have a kid with them, it may or may not be their child, and then they're released. We don't know what's happening to that child. They might not show up to their court dates. And so, yes, it is an issue. Yes, we should be taking a strong stance on it, because if we don't, people on both sides are going to continue to get hurt, especially the children.
So the children are basically being used as pawns to facilitate this legal loophole. That's what you're alluding
facilitate
to here, right?
To facilitate the legal loophole. And then on top of that, they're sold. I mean, the difference between a human and drugs is that you can sell a human time and time again. And I remember I was telling you about Carla. Okay, 43,000 times she was raped in a four-year period. It totaled to 36 men a day, 7 days a week, no time off. You hear her story. She actually went and addressed Congress on C-SPAN. You can watch all this stuff. This is not a made-up number. But when you hear the way that these people are treated, to know that a child is raped, murdered, exploited, whatever it might be, that is horrifying. And we need to take a moral stance against this and say that you might do that in your country, but it is not accepted here. And we are not going to facilitate or allow this to continue happening. And if we have to make changes in government, we will, to make sure that that's not happening.
Let's ask Sheila Jackson Lee. Let's ask her if she condones this sort of thing, because apparently she does. She's not complaining about it. She's not calling anybody out on it, other than the mistreatment that we are providing at the border with yada, yada, yada. No discussion about the other.
Any further from this point forward.
In terms of the numbers of people coming across, right, we're hearing numbers of 100,000 people in the last month.
Yes, yeah. March, according to Border Patrol, was the highest month of apprehensions for illegal crossings in over a decade. 100,000 people were caught trying to come across the border. I believe the number is it's up 143% from last year, and that absolutely has to do with what's happening in the media with focusing on this. And I personally hold legislators accountable for that, because you have Hispanic legislators that are race baiting, turning this immigration thing into a race issue. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with someone's national origin, and everything to, one, realizing that without borders, we aren't a country. Two, that there's correlated issues. And three, we have the right to ensure that there is no slavery in this country and to secure that and enforce those policies in any way, shape, or form we so choose.
Where is Sheila Jackson Lee on Juneteenth?
So, you know, some people might say, well, you know, with all these people coming across, the human trafficking is such a small part. Like, have you heard this argument?
My first television interview ever was on Fox News, and I was on Jesse Waters, and I was talking to a woman who's a self-proclaimed feminist, and she had the nerve to tell me that human trafficking numbers are at an all-time low under this administration because the administration, surprise, surprise, is actually doing their job. To me, 18,000 women is not an all-time low.
When was this?
This was my very first time on Fox, so this was probably, I want to say, back in maybe August timeframe,
okay.
Around that timeframe. That is not an all-time low. Even if it were 200 people, that's too many. So, like, for people to really diminish this, to take that number to say, oh, well, it's not high enough. I mean, what's high enough? What's the value of one human life? But then to realize that these people aren't even treated like human beings, are treated a lot of times less than animals. You then, I think, at that point in time, have the decision to make. Either you go along with what the mainstream is saying is socially acceptable and is okay, or you say, no, I don't believe in this. I believe that we should be standing up, that this is the right thing to do. And then you tell people, and it does get hard, because you come up against a lot of scrutiny, because a lot of people, like you said, they're just not aware of what's happening down there. And then you have people politicizing this. You have to do what's right, and that's why I'm here today talking to you.
So can you tell me a little bit more about Carla, this just terrible case study, I guess, and Unidos Vias Trata, which is the organization that she's working with now?
So this is exactly the types of stories that people need to hear. So this is an organization that is in Mexico, and they also work in the United States to get these women out of these horrific situations. So what a lot of people don't realize, and when I'm talking to people about this, I will bring up the fact that CNN actually wrote an article on Carla. This is how big of an issue that this is. And so what they will do is they'll take these women, they help, you know, get them on their feet. And also, too, there's a lot of emotional trauma that goes along with this. So they're there for that.
Imaginable, frankly. Like, I just can't, I don't even know what to say or think with that situation.
It's so, just for me, inspiring, knowing that these women are coming out of these situations and that someone like Carla is now an activist for this and that she speaks out for this. So after everything that's happened for her, she's now working with this organization to help other women, but they do also help these women secure T visas, which a lot of people aren't aware is something that the State Department has in place for if you are a victim of trafficking or, you know, work slave labor, you can actually apply for these and then you essentially have the right to stay in the United States. And so that is something that I think a lot of people don't realize. There are people in government that care. These programs are set up in place to, you know, really take these people out of these horrific situations and help them in the future.
And I just can't resist this, but Sheila Jackson Lee is from Texas, which has a major trafficking problem, a major slave problem right in front of her face. She's doing nothing to stop it.
But this organization, if we can really have a sit down with Turning Point and allow them to get us the stories of these women, I think that is what transcends politics, right? Those stories of these women who have been brought into this country, those are the stories that people need to hear.
You know, clearly we can see the reasons behind your passion to deal with this human trafficking issue. Irrespective, some people, I think, might be surprised that as a Latina, you're, you know, basically supporting border security.
Yeah,
and you're so serious about it. Do you get that kind of a response? What do people say?
So initially, at first, when I first came out basically as a conservative, and then really started talking about the issues that were near and dear to my heart, so the trafficking, right? So that's really above anything political. I've always been working with this. At first, I got a lot of negative responses. In fact, I had a lot of comments about the color of my skin, that I'm biracial, whatever it might be. But then I realized that the more I spoke out about it, the more I saw little people, like little platforms, start to pop up on social media saying, I want you to know that I'm also, you know, a Latino or Latina, and I support you, and that this is an issue, and that we care about these people. But if it's not done the correct way, people get hurt in the process. And I think that when you have someone out there willing to set an example, that it inspires other people to really speak up and hold true to their values. So initially it was negative, now it's a lot of positive response. Okay. And we've actually been able to essentially realize that, you know, going into 2020, the Hispanic vote's going to be very important, especially for this, right? You have this shift to all of a sudden the last 2 years, they're now really focusing on the Hispanic demographic. They're saying that this is a race issue. It's an issue of keeping Hispanics out because, you know, our president and our government is xenophobic, which is farthest from the truth. It's in my opinion, when I heard President Trump talking about shutting down the border, absolutely shut it down. Take a hard stance against it because it needs to be dealt with. And when I saw people, it sounds kind of funny, but like when I saw people complaining that they wouldn't be able to get avocados, to me, that was horrifying because this, like, you're focused on avocados and there's children and women and LGBT and like even sometimes men that are being forced into like sexual rape, and you are focused on getting your guacamole at Chipotle. Like, I could not understand. And so this is why I really hope that the president takes a hard stance and does force the hand of people in Congress and in Senate to deal with this.
So, you know, human trafficking is one issue at the border. Drug trafficking, obviously, another massive issue, kind of fueling the opioid crisis. You know, immigration isn't the only issue. I don't even know if it's the biggest issue.
It's so immigration is so tied into everything else that's taking place. People like to say it's just like it's an easy topic. It's not, because you do have the aspect of it directly impacting all communities across the board, whether they're Black, white, or Hispanic, with the drug problem. The drugs come into these communities. They fuel these vicious cycles that tie into the welfare programs, that tie into the violence, tie into keeping these communities impoverished, and to really result in a lot of heartache to Americans across the board. I mean, when people are coming here, and if they're coming here legally, they will never be able to attain the American dream. So what do they resort to? Sometimes they do resort to selling drugs because that's how they support their family. And even then, so it still might, in their opinion, be better than living somewhere like Mexico or in South America. But that's not okay here. And so when you're talking to people and you're saying, well, it's not just a simple fix. Like, this is the problem that we have. Here's a really big solution that we know will help stop a lot of these bad things that are happening. Now, it might not 100% ever get rid of the fact that we're going to have people still trying to bring in drugs. But guess what? When you have a physical barrier there, you're going to prevent and deter a lot of people from trying to do it in the first place.
So you actually have family on both sides of the border, and you're saying you're okay with closing the border.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with it because I realize that on both sides, if it's not done now, if we don't deal with this right, it's just going to continue to happen. Breitbart did an article on this where they literally showed photos from a journalist that risked their lives to get Breitbart the photos of this, okay? Because if you come out in Mexico and you're a journalist reporting on the cartels, they will kill you. And there was photos of decapitated and dismembered bodies that were dropped along the highway, pretty close to our border. And that's what's happening on a regular basis.
That's what's happening on a regular basis. So we covered that Breitbart story. And actually, we had been covering the decapitation thing for quite some time. Those of you that have been with us for a long time, 2014-15 era, because this is well known. And again, one of the things we were absolutely going ballistic about was YouTube. You know, YouTube censors, you know, myself for comments that I might make about one of their friends in high places. That's a fact. But they go ahead and they show Mexican cartels using chainsaws to decapitate people. Oh, dismember people. And that was on YouTube for months. And that was okay. Even though people complained, like myself, I said, this is objectionable content. And they left it out there to play. Who's playing what game with YouTube, huh?
Have places like Juarez that has femicide. They will literally brutally rape and then dismember, whatever, torture these women, take photos of it. And this is all intimidation tactics. This is something that's happening right in our backyard. And it is absolutely related to our policies, just like we see the surge in immigration, illegal immigration right now, because of how the media is covering it. It's inappropriate and irresponsible reporting, in my opinion. Because of that, we're seeing this big flux. We're seeing people that are, but people that are convicted offenders trying to gain access again, because they know right now, if they can come right now, they are going to have the backing of the left, of the DNC, to say, yes, come here legally. We don't want borders. I mean, that is such an irresponsible ideology and mindset to have. And it's a mindset.
Sheila Jackson Lee. She wants reparations. And ignore the slavery right in front of her face. Decapitated women and dismembered women along the border. And babies.
My opinion that the people that are in politics doing this right now, one, they're doing it so they can get reelected. They don't care about helping Hispanics. But then to those Hispanics that are there, they're race baiting. And they're doing it on purpose because they know that if you were to have, you know, unfortunately, a conservative white male come up against a female Latina in Congress that's on the opposite side, she's going to say, I'm being attacked because of my race, and I'm a woman and I feel threatened. And that's wrong. And that's exactly why we need stronger people with Hispanic voices to speak out against this. And that's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing right now.
Wow. So you've also encountered border security and ICE agents and so forth in your travels?
I've worked with Border Patrol and law enforcement, and then that does tie into these other agencies like ICE. But what's crazy to me is when you have elected officials calling for abolishing ICE, I like to put up the top 10 most wanted in the United States for human trafficking. Five of the 10 were illegals coming from Mexico that were bringing in girls and women and children into this country. And so ICE is directly dealing with the issue of human trafficking. And you have people saying that they're racist and we need to abolish it. So what are you really trying to abolish? Human slavery? I mean, that's my response. And I don't know if these people are just choosing to ignore the facts or that they're doing it on purpose. Because if you read, if you see these numbers, you know that these are not fudged numbers and that this is not fake reporting. Why would you not choose to back an organization like that?
Sheila Jackson Lee. Sheila Jackson Lee.
So, I mean, it sounds to me almost like you think the politicized nature of the commentary, basically saying that having a barrier is a racist thing, using ICE is a racist thing, and so forth. And the people coming across knowing that they have a support of a significant portion of the population, that's actually fueling the increase in the numbers.
Yeah, it's fueling. What's happening is people in Mexico, people in South America, they're not dumb. They're watching our news. They know that right now they can come to the United States. I mean, you see what's happening. I think Kamala Harris posted a picture of the tents underneath an overpass. And she's like, this is a humanitarian issue. Absolutely right, Kamala. But you know why? It's because you're sitting here saying that we need to have open border and that these people deserve to come here. So they're coming here. And we have no idea who these people are, who they're exploiting, and what they're bringing in the process. So that's exactly my response to all of these people that are doing this. This argument should not be an argument. This is the right of a president of a nation to secure its borders. We are a nation with borders. Without them, we are nothing. But aside from that, knowing that there's this correlated issue with the drugs, knowing that Americans are affected, knowing that people are dying on both sides, and then you have the rape and murder and torture of children, we're supposed to be okay with that. And because I'm American and I happen to be Hispanic, then I'm only allowed to talk on it. Like, why is it now that it's turned into an issue of if you are not Hispanic and you talk on it, all of a sudden you're racist? They have taken the value away from that word. That is not racist to want to protect your people on both sides.
What is the next step? What would you like to see happen then in the next 2-3 months?
I'd like the president to shut down the border. And I'd like to, I don't care if he has to do it through the National Guard. I don't care if he has to do it from basically forcing the hand of Congress to deal with this. But I'd like to see an absolute immigration reform. I'd like to see them bring in work visas for people that are just trying to come here seasonally. I'd like to see the courts backed up with more judges and attorneys to help with this immigration issue. And we absolutely need a zero tolerance stance on illegal immigration, meaning if you come here, we're going to send you back, because by us allowing people to stay, we're only encouraging more to come and more people are going to be exploited in the process.
Very well said. Anna Paulina, Turning Point USA's Anna Paulina. Isn't better said than that, but where's Sheila Jackson Lee in all this? Is she getting cartel money? You know, this is the thing I always ask these people sometimes. Well, I always, whenever I have the chance and it comes up, I will throw the question out. It's not even some of the time, it's all the time. How much do the cartels pay you? How much of your money that comes into your campaign is cartel related? Now, in California, we know it's a lot in a lot of candidates. It's a lot of money. Why do you think California is so inviting for the illegal aliens, illegal foreign nationals? Why do you think we are an open invitation, and we entice them with things like, of course, your driver's license, freebies like money, priorities for hiring? You now get hired over the American citizens that live in California. Yes, Basta.
Oh, and aside from that, I think that there needs to be an aspect of judicial reform to be that if you are trafficking, if you are caught bringing someone over, if you are caught buying someone, if you are caught exploiting a child, you need to go to jail and they need to throw away the key. If that, I mean, if in my opinion, if you are raping a child, you need the death penalty.
And there are also the asylum cases, like actually legitimate asylum cases of people. So you're presumably you're open to having those people hurt, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The people, look what's happening in Venezuela, but they don't want to talk about that, right? If they say that Maduro is a bad idea, then there goes the whole democratic socialism platform. Yes, people like that should be given precedence for these asylum claims. And I'm sure that there are people that are fearing for their life, trying to escape that country, but they can't because they don't have the Second Amendment, because they have no way out. So absolutely, those people need to be given priority. And that's exactly why we need to not be making a joke of this whole asylum process. You have 1 in 10 people now coming to this country because they're claiming asylum claims. Because you don't like the gang violence taking place in your country, that is not a legit claim for asylum status. Okay, because you don't like what's happening in your economy, that's not a legit claim. If you are in fear from your government and you're going to be persecuted, that's an asylum claim. But to have a joke and a mockery made of it because you want to come here and you want to cut the line, too bad. There's 4 million people waiting to come here. You need to wait your turn.
Understand. So-
well, awesome lady. You can get the whole interview. Got most of it, but you can get the whole interview up on Agenda 21 Radio. This is, of course, my fellow American thought leader, Anna Paulina, Turning Point USA. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. Human trafficking crisis at the border. Yep, there is one. There is one. A big one. Don't ignore it, Sheila Jackson Lee. Which you will, because you know we gotta be worried about reparations for the descendants and all that stuff, right? Somehow that's going to make it all good for those that fought for the freedom of the slaves. Should we give them reparations also? Should we give them extra special? I mean, I got some relatives that, you know, extended family who lost people in the Civil War. Now, I know it actually there's actually Confederate scholarships and things like that for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren to go to college, sponsored by Confederate groups, so-called Confederate groups. Bet you didn't know that. Where's all the people taking down those statues, right? Can't even have competition for that. So we must take them all down. That's the way they look at it. That, you know, all I can say is, gee whiz, how convenient that is. Anyway, so human trafficking, that was a great article. Anna Pauline did a fantastic job. She's really a sharp lady. We're seeing about getting her on the show. I wonder why we might want to have her on the show so she can kind of substantiate, talk about the things that are going on in that world out there, the things that Donald Trump is trying to stop. It's brutal. It is absolutely brutal. I'm telling you, until you had experience with it, I guess. Once you've had some experience with it, you get it. You absolutely get it. But now what's happening, and you know, I guess the big question is this. Down in Mexico and where all this happens with the cartels, where is the church involved with all this? And this is troubling to me because as I watch these caravans, there's a lot of church leaders amongst the crowd. And you wonder what is going on there, right? You don't need to wonder a lot. It's all about slavery. It's all about money. And that's the sad state of affairs. Anyway,
lots of things coming up in the next hour, including what's happening at the Oroville Dam. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.